This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talked about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we can't go any further without making sure that we reflect on even some greater lessons we learn from his father alayhi salam, Ya'qub ibn Ishaq al-Karim ibn al-Karim, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to Yusuf al-Karim, the honorable, the son of the honorable al-Karim ibn al-Karim. And Ya'qub, we are told, had another name as well that he was known by, and that name is Israel alayhi salam. And Ya'qub was an exemplary father. See, a lot of people think, okay, Ya'qub had to deal with maybe one of the toughest tests a parent would ever deal with, the loss of a child. And not only one, but eventually the second child also was taken away from him, temporarily. And sometimes people try to say, well, in parenting, parents have to be very careful and not cause any of their children to be jealous of the others because of the way they treat them and all of that, etc., etc. But really, there are greater lessons than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when the story begins, that Yusuf alayhi salam went to his father. And I want every parent to pay attention to this. And every child as well. Last thing you want to do right now is be on your smart device. Yeah. Yusuf comes to his father. And he tells him about this extraordinary dream that he had, that he saw the moon and the sun and 11 stars coming down and making sujood. Now mind you, Ya'qub is a prophet. He fully understands the power of dreams. And that dreams are a form of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, or rather, in the Qur'an tells us about more than one dream. The dream of Ibrahim, the dream of Yusuf, the dream of the king. Dreams are revelations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that dreams are a form of revelation. As a matter of fact, it's one of 47 parts of prophethood. So, Ya'qub knew very well what this dream meant. And he knew that it was something exceptional about Yusuf and then his brother Binyamin. You see, before Yusuf and Binyamin, we're told that he had 10 sons. So he had 10 sons from his first wife, and then he had 2 sons from Yusuf's mother. But out of all of them, the greatest, hands down, is Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal chose him. Ya'qub knew that something was exceptional about Yusuf. After all, he's a prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him. So when Yusuf told him as a little child that he had this dream, what did his father say to him? Ya bunayya, or ya bunayyi, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Make sure you do not share your dream or tell your dream to your brothers. Hey, I had a dream. Look, don't tell them. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. I don't want them to plot against you. Shaytan can cause, right, animosity or hatred between, even between siblings. Be careful who you share your dreams with. We're not even talking about an accomplishment. We're talking about a dream here. So One of the greatest lessons we learn from Ya'qub alayhi salam, and this is reinforced throughout the entire story, is to be protective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon you. The greatest of all blessings that we have as parents are our children. You would give up everything that you have for your child, wouldn't you? So Ya'qub alayhi salam sets an example of a very protective, responsible, and wise parent. So he tells his son, don't do anything that could actually put you at risk. Even if that risk or potential risk is coming from your own siblings. Now compare that to sometimes what some of us parents do, which could be very unwise. Because we want to show off, we want to brag, we want to actually, you know, let everyone in the world know. Nowadays people, you know, and by the way, just side note, Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, when he saw Yusuf, فَإِذَا هُوَ قَدْ أُوتِيَ شَطْرَ الْحُسْنِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said that Yusuf was given half of the beauty. The scholars say that if the beauty that is divided amongst human beings, right? If beauty was divided, like what can be divided, half of beauty was divided amongst all human beings, the other half was given to Yusuf. Imagine how handsome he was. Ajib. So Yusuf was handsome and beautiful, and he had the greatest character out of all of his siblings. And then he had this dream, and his father knows exactly what this dream means, but Ya'qub, because he was so protective of him, as well as his siblings, by the way. He's trying to protect them from their own evil tendencies. He tells him not to do that. And again, compare this to what we sometimes do, parents, right? Which could be very unwise, right? Start taking pictures of our children when they're very, you know, cute, beautiful, post it all over the place, brag about whatever they're doing, dreams, accomplishments, which may not always be a good thing. It's not always a good thing. Later on in the story, we're told that he tells his sons, the 10 sons, or 11 sons rather, when they went to Egypt, when they all went together to Egypt, he tells them, يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِن بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِن أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. Make sure that not all 11 of you enter from one gate. Make sure when you enter the city, right, or when you enter the palace, that you don't all enter from one gate, enter from different gates. Scholars say, why did Ya'qub alayhi salam say that to them? Again, he was afraid for them, alayhi salam. That's his protective side comes out. You know, sometimes people see a large group of brothers coming together, or they see someone, mashallah, blessed with multiple sons or daughters, or, oh, mashallah, they're all, well, sometimes, most people don't even say, oh, mashallah. They will say, they're all your children? Oh, mashallah. Wow, how did you do that? Yeah, subhanAllah. It's a gift from Allah, subhanAllah. Say, mashallah. Udhkurullah. In al-ayna haqq, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, right? Evil eye is true. It has effect, right? That's why when you see something that you admire or that you find to be fascinating or impressive, you should say what? MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Barakallahu lak. You should make dua for the person. May Allah bless them for you. And be happy for others, even if they have things that you don't have or things that you wish for. So Ya'qub, being so protective of them, he says, do not enter from one gate. Divide yourselves. His sons come to him and they ask to take their younger brother with them, and he says, no, I'm afraid something evil may happen to him. That's his protective side. And I'll give you one more also that shows his great wisdom as a parent and his protective side. We know in the story that when the 10 brothers took Yusuf and threw him in the well and came back to Ya'qub, to their father, And they told him, what did they tell him? What did they tell him? They said, the wolf ate him. He was attacked by a wolf and he was, right, devoured by this wolf. And they brought his shirt with some blood stain on it. Obviously, blood stain that they got from some animal that they killed. And they put it and they said, this is Yusuf's blood. Their father says, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. This is not what it appears to be. And he refuses to investigate or push further. Have you ever wondered why? Why did Yaqub not say to them, no, that didn't happen. And I know that it didn't happen. Go and bring him. Or he himself go and say, you know, where did you leave Yusuf? Show me where you left him because I'm going to go and rescue him. Why didn't Yaqub do that? Because he didn't obviously fall for that silly trick of theirs. He knew. The scholar said that he knew because, first of all, there was no evidence of any attack by a predator on the shirt. The shirt was fine. It was not ripped or anything. They forgot. A wolf will not undress a person before eating them. But he didn't push it. Why? They said because he was afraid that if he pushed any further, they would have gone back and finished him. To cover up their crime, they would have committed a bigger crime. So though Yusuf was in a well and Yaqub may have not known his whereabout, but he knew that he was at least safe, he was at least alive, and he's under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he puts his trust in Allah azza wa jal, and he stops right there and just keeps making dua for him. And later when they wanted to leave, he makes dua. He understands the power of dua, that no matter how protective you are, and this is part of his greater wisdom, no matter how protective you are as a parent, you will never be able to protect your child from everything. You're not going to be able to monitor them 24/7. Take all safety measures and precautions as much as you want, but ultimately their safety is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does Yaqub teach us? He teaches us this beautiful dua. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the best of preservers and protectors, and He is the most merciful. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's be very protective and let's be very wise as we take care of these gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted us with. And make sure that you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that you teach your child to be mindful of Allah azza wa jal. And make sure that you pray for them. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them in this life and in the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.